Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
2024, as you heard it on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM, sponsored by Impreano Roofing. Visit Impreano.com.
When the Anti-Defamation League released its annual report on growing anti-Semitism, it showed a startling rise in hate crimes against Jews. And as we hear from KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams, it reflected the hostile climate brought on by the ongoing conflict in Gaza.
According to the ADL, over 10,000 anti-Semitic incidents took place across the nation since October 7, 2023 to October of this year. That's the highest number ever recorded in any single year and represents a 200% increase compared to the same time period in the previous year. The news sent shockwaves through the community.
That's over 8,000 cases of harassment nationally, almost 2,000 vandalism, and about 100, over 100. 150 assaults.
Andrew Goretsky, ADL's Philadelphia Regional Director, says the incidents came in many forms, with many taking place at Jewish institutions, such as synagogues and Jewish centers. More than half of those were in the form of bomb threats. Then there were the personal attacks, where not even children were spared.
I have a black Jewish child who was questioned by classmates about what holidays he celebrates, and he was physically assaulted by multiple students. I had a perpetrator who hit a Jewish person in the back of the head, stole their hat, and yelled, "Free Palestine."
The conflict in Gaza continues, and the ADL expected the numbers to increase as it received more incident reports from partners, law enforcement, and victims. Goretsky cited the need for more security measures, but said the Jewish community remains resilient despite these challenges.
This is one of the things that can be very disruptive, especially to synagogues. Many Jewish institutions have young Jewish day schools and nursery schools.
Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.